Muammar Gaddafi is dead. That's the huge news here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Of course, there's other buzz going on around the country. Still the march to 2012, 13 months before the election. And there are a few other odds and ends as well that we will definitely jump to during this hour, including our cheap movie review, and we can count because it's always about the numbers. Just ask any of the pollsters, and they certainly will tell you that they want to see big, big, big numbers. How much will the death of Muammar Gaddafi help the president in a bump maybe in the polls or not? When it comes to the issue of security, after all this time, February being when factions started to rise up against Gaddafi, and then ultimately NATO came in because UN came in, and of course peacekeeping forces, yes, they came into the picture when there started to be some more human atrocities that were committing the whole human shields thing. The rebels needed guns, they needed backup, all that kind of stuff, and to the tune of $1 billion, they got that air backup from the United States and some of our allies as well. Now Libya is in a dangerous period of transition, instability, as somebody, the different factions there, struggle for power. Gaddafi found wounded and killed in his hometown, laying in a drain, as the description goes. So, shot in the head, shot in the chest, shot in the legs. He was ultimately dragged off. His death creates certainly a vacuum that could create a new slew of Islamic terrorists. Maybe not. Is there a possibility there'd be some kind of a democracy that would step in this country? It seems very doubtful if you are a student of history at all. But certainly, the president of the United States is hoping for that. And he talks about what happened here, and then ultimately looking ahead.
We call on our Libyan friends to continue to work with the international community to secure dangerous materials and to respect the human rights of all Libyans, including those who've been detained. Without putting a single U.S. service member on the ground, we achieved our objectives, and our NATO mission will soon come to an end. We look forward to the announcement of the country's liberation, the quick formation of an interim government, and a stable transition to Libya's first free and fair elections.
So we'll see if we get free and fair elections in that country. Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, threw in her two cents.
Wow. Huh. Unconfirmed. Unconfirmed reports about Gaddafi being captured. Unconfirmed. Yeah, we've had a bunch of those before. We've had, you know, have had him captured a couple of times.
So see, that's what it was like in and around Washington and elsewhere, because a lot of crazy things were going on about whether he was wounded, whether he was taken away, what had happened, and ultimately he was confirmed to be dead. And now, because of the death of Gaddafi, you think of the oil supply, you think of the investment, and where the Libyans go after this. So how does this play out? And how does this play out on the United States end of things? Well, let's hope we get that billion back, because certainly we could get the billion back. Pay us in oil reparations, anything, just something. Because really, America doesn't get oil from Libya. That's our allies. France, Asia, huge when it comes to getting oil from that country. So things flip, but what direction do they flip in? What do you think will ultimately happen here? And does the president get a little bit of a bounce numbers-wise? Because now you've got Osama bin Laden, Anwar al-Awlaki, And, of course, now you've got Muammar Gaddafi to add to the list on his watch. Maybe he does shore up a few points on security. And, you know, maybe not. Mark in Kentucky, hello. What do you say?
Kate, pleasure to talk to you. I've been a long-time listener, and it's my first time calling, but I do some DJ work here the last few years inside and get off about this time and turn you on the local AM in Lexington here. But you used to be a sports babe years ago, too, weren't you?
I was. I did do sports, not the sports babe. My nickname was the sports princess.
Oh, I thought, well, back in Oklahoma, I thought I used to listen to somebody called the sports babe. I thought that was you. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's an honor to talk to you. I enjoy your station. I think you're always, I don't know if they say it's fair and balanced, but you're always an independent thinker. I like that. Just a couple of things. Last night I was listening, and you were saying before I turned in about you didn't think they'd get him, and then I wake up, and then they say they got him. And then I was thinking about listening to you last night. So anyway, just called in to say I always enjoy listening to you and your independent opinion about things. And I'll just listen to your comments about Muammar after hanging. But one other thing, I like your theme song. And I was Shazamming it one night on the iPhone. It's Gus Gus, Lady Shave or something. I was just curious how you arrived at that one, because I play that while I'm spinning some tunes some on the side. I work in the IT field in the daytime, but listen to your late-night callers all the time and you. So.
How funny. Hey, Mark, thanks so much. And that's fun doing the DJ thing. I did that when I was in college, and I did it a little bit on the side when I got out of college. It was fun for a heavy rock station. What was it called? The Wolf in the Central Coast of California. And, you know, I'm thinking of what we played, Metallica and all kinds of stuff. Isn't it crazy how you seg into different things? And I've always been passionate about politics, so it was great to take over the reins of America Tonight and whatnot a few years ago. Maybe it's been probably 4, maybe 5 years actually now. And with the song, that just somebody previous to me had it and they passed it on to me and I liked it, and that's what happened there. The Gaddafi situation, yeah, I was ripping into the fact that it wasn't being talked about very much, and where is he, and what are they doing to get him, and what's happening with the rebels, and you gotta be kidding me, where is he at this point? You think of the money that he had and the money that he had moved before everything was frozen, and then we have to go all the way back to February for when this thing first started, and when the president was getting a lot of criticism. And rightfully so, because it was like the UN came up with the plan. Boom, we're in. Here's the resolution. Then next thing you know, over the weekend, it's announced. Okay, so we got to help the situation in Libya, but we're not going to send troops in. And then it ended up that, of course, we ended up giving them aerial support. And there were some heinous, ridiculous, outrageous things happening. People just blatantly being used as human shields, but it took so long to take him out, and finally he is gone. But what replaces Gaddafi? I fear it could be something worse. We're kicking the can down the road. Hang with us.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Kentucky probably played that one a few times if he's a DJ. Oh, how many times have I heard AC/DC, whether I'm out at an arena somewhere or just flipping around? It pops up probably every single day. That's why I took it out of my iPod. Not because I didn't like it, but because anywhere rock is played, they're always playing that song. It's just so popular. Well, it certainly would be popular to take out Gaddafi, but as I said, the thing that we're talking about here in America tonight is what's next. What kind of Islamic terrorist could take over that country? When you think of the Muslim Brotherhood and the vacuum now, of course, created there, and the opportunity to take over, and Sharia law is not forgiving. It's not flexible. It's hard line, baby. And I think all of you know what I'm talking about, from stoning to, you know, think of anything that is 100 degrees, 180 degrees from what we practice here in the United States. And you got it. It's Sharia law. So that's a very, very big possibility. One of the things that I didn't talk about here at the top, Gaddafi being found basically going down the drain, is in the drain pipe where he popped up. With that happening, the families who had relatives that were on that Pan Am flight that blew up in 1988, right before Christmas, over Lockerbie, Scotland, have to feel some sense of, I don't know, relief, justice, some kind of closure, because I think when something horrific, tragic, something related to the unbelievable happens to someone that you love, someone you care about, it's really hard to ever say that you have closure. How do you have closure over something like that? You don't. You have to move forward, and you can't live in the past. It's ash, unfortunately. But this may give him a sense of justice, I guess, is what I'm thinking, because Gaddafi was like the little slithery eel that was able to get out of it, that never got nailed for what happened with that flight. And now finally, in a sense, he definitely is getting nailed. Here's one of the relatives, Eileen Minetti, and this is what she had to say.
It gets rid of an evil person, and the world is better off being rid of him.
That's true, and certainly in one sense, yes, you have a dictator who was pillaging all the money away for himself and his family, hoarding it, and was taking out people and doing horrific things happen to people behind the scenes, I guess I want to say, in Libya, just like in Egypt. But still, not Sharia law, not extremist views. He was an extreme nutball, but he wasn't an extremist Muslim. He wasn't that guy. That wasn't the deal with Gaddafi. Just as evil, but still not the same thing, because ultimately what is created in Libya now instead of what they had, punting one for the other. Dicey, I'd say. And unless there is enough of a push and the right people get in place, but I don't see it because of what happened with these rebels and trying to even get, you know, Gaddafi. So initially, by the way, it was reported that he was wounded and he wasn't killed and everything else. The reports say, the way the reports are going down, he was in his hometown and he was dragged from a drainage pipe. He was wounded. He raised his hands. He begged the revolutionary guys, the rebels, don't kill me, my sons, don't do that. And then within an hour, he was dead. So shot in the head, shot in the leg, shot in the chest. I mean, of course, for what he did to many of their friends and families, I mean, that was the objective, was to get him. He was not going to be captured. Not going to be captured. All right, this is a big story with the Senate, because we've talked about it so much here on America Tonight, and it affects all of us. I always say, what affects us in our backyard? And we do keep coming back to the same thing. It's what's in your purse, what's in your wallet. You know, that change, those pennies that used to, the change that you used to, like, you didn't want to carry around. Now people are carrying around change because they need their change. So even with the push that the president was making in the two stops in Virginia, North Carolina, that three-day bus tour, the Senate on Thursday killed a sort of watered-down version of the jobs legislation, and he didn't change any minds among the Senate Republicans, who scuttled it. I mean, killed the $447 billion jobs plan last week, and this other measure was killed. So the 50-50 vote, which is what it was, fell short of the 60 that you need to pass. And the White House is saying the $35 billion measure would support almost 400,000 education jobs for 1 year. Republicans, this was the analogy, the latest analogy. There have been all kinds of things that have been thrown out, but Republicans are saying that's a temporary sugar high for the economy. And you got to look at that and say, well, you know what? They're right. It is a temporary sugar high for the economy, because there's no permanence to that. And then, of course, you're dealing with more money heaped onto the deficit. And that is the killer thing. Heaped onto the deficit. So the winning issue is what? The infrastructure spending, the hiring of police officers and firefighters, the economy that's so much at a standstill for so many people because you've got lower tax bases. So, of course, many teachers' jobs are cut in a lot of communities because of that. And the president used it as an opportunity to say, and of course he was coming off of his own sugar high with the word that Muammar Gaddafi had been gotten. So the president said for the second time in 2 weeks, every single Republican in the United States Senate has chosen to what he called obstruct a bill that would create jobs and get our economy going again. And went on to say that every American deserves an explanation as to why they won't step up to the plate and do what you have to do. You know, here's the problem. These are definitely union jobs. Democrats are tied to the union. Republicans want really nothing to do with very many unions. I'm not saying all, but you've got the teachers union here and, of course, contractors in the various unions. So those jobs are earmarked specifically for those things. I mean, that's what it is. If you fit into either one of those categories and it can help you in your area, you look at it differently than people who are saying, well, I don't teach. Teachers are getting their money from, you know, XYZ. And listen, I think we should have better teachers. I think there are some great teachers out there, but I think they should be better. And we don't have better teachers because people don't go into teaching. They see what happens. They see there's not a lot of money in some places. It depends because some places really, really pay. But regardless, education is in big trouble in this country. It's so scary, scary. How are we, as the most powerful nation on the face of the earth, finishing at the bottom of the barrel when it comes to various statistics on, on a variety of things, including math and science, seem to be the biggest? I mean, how do we come in at 10, 11, 12? That makes no sense other than to say classrooms are so focused on standardized testing because they get money that way. So why wouldn't they be? They have to bring money into their districts. They have to bring money into the schools, and the tests become the litmus test and beyond for what a state will award schools in almost all cases. They have to flip that equation. All right, we're flipping to the other side. When we come back, our cheap movie review.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Ooh, 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 ooh,
I know everybody has this feeling that there's a big setup coming, and the politicians and the powers, the global elites, as they're called, are trying to put out all these distractions so we take our eye off the ball. But I say every once in a while, you need a good distraction of a different sort. We live in America, and we certainly, as much as we might want a bunker in our backyard in case of emergencies and have that emergency stash ready, like the food, etc., and boy, after these hurricanes and these things that have happened thanks to Mother Nature, boy, you're foolish if you don't do that. If you don't even have some basic things stowed in a car or a bag or whatever so that if something happens, boom, you're ready to roll. But I think that with all the blood that's been shed in the name of freedom and all the things that have happened lately, every once in a while you need to take a break. You need to get off the soapbox and you need to chillax. I love that word, chillax. You need to hang out with your kids. You need to hit a few baseballs. Go to minor league games. Do whatever. Walk on a beach, something. And don't get mired down in all the nasty scrum that's going on. So maybe your idea of relaxing is kind of like mine. I like to escape to movies. I'm a huge movie fan, and I watch all kinds of movies. Paranormal Activity 3 opens up this week. This is iffy. This is hit or miss. Some people really get into this, and some people don't like it at all. Don't think it's scary. Don't get it. Goes back to the Blair Witch thing, and they think they could wave a flashlight around and, you know, wiggle a camera and create the same set of sequences. And there is a point to that. But it definitely has a niche. There's no question about it. Or a niche. Here's a little snippet starting off our cheap movie reviews of Paranormal Activity 3.
Katie, Christy, say hi to the camera. Something's going on.
Maybe it is.
Do the knocking game you showed me, remember? How do you do it?
I don't know, that's correct.
I really like that trick.
It's not a trick. You've been doing it all day.
There was something in the house. Christy's like connected.
A real life poltergeist.
She's like, Carol Ann, I just gotta film this stuff. I set up my cameras around the house, right? I can maybe capture something.
Yeah.
Julie, watch. See that?
What? Oh my god. What is going on?
Hey, Christy.
I saw you talking to somebody.
I know. He's very sweet. He's my friend.
I don't see him.
Standing right next to you.
Honey, he's not there.
This is not simply about Christy. This is connected to your side of the family. It definitely knows about him.
Katie?
I'm worried about you and the girls.
Somebody say something!
Don't look digging to my side.
Did you hear that?
It's okay.
I'm so scared.
No!
We're getting out of here. Okay. Get in the car and drive.
All right, did that scare anybody? Did that trailer knock you off your feet? Did your eyes open up? You're laying in your bed listening to America Tonight, straining to hear, is this the movie I want to go and see? It's a whole franchise deal at this point. Once you get a hit, you return to the well and you produce it again. Perfect for Halloween, though, right? It has kind of a limited release. They're not stupid. They realize that there's only certain folks that'll jump into this. But Oren Peli and Jason Blum are the ones who produce this, and they call it a very secretive feature, and it's the third outing in a row for Paranormal Activity. I don't even know, what is it rated? I think the rating is PG-13. The whole rating system is crazy. If you knew how they rated films, in fact, one show, we'll do a little segment on it, because I'm sure that everybody's been to at least one or two movies, and you'd be shocked at what they do, the Motion Pictures Association, the power they wield, and how they rate movies. It's crazy. It's kind of like the craziness that's going on in the Capitol, Hollywood, Washington, D.C. All right, Johnny English Reborn. This is another flick that I think will get a little bit of attention. Check it out.
For 5 winters, you have hidden from the world. Once you are great warrior, I will make you warrior again.
How?
You must train hard. Make hard what is soft. Mind must be master of the body.
Good concentration, English.
Sorry?
Master, what is my destiny?
MI7 wants you on the first flight back to London. Only then can you be reborn. English.
Don't worry. You can count on me. Closer. I may not know much about golf, Tucker, but I know how to hold the bat.
These talks are of paramount importance. Rogue states in Southeast Asia have begun secretly to develop nuclear weapons. It is vital that we get China on side.
English.
Give me 24 hours.
Johnny English Reborn.
All right, in this one, of course, he is a servant, so to speak, in Her Majesty's Secret Service, and he has to stop a group of international assassins. Remember Mr. Bean? This is that guy, Mr. Bean. Pierce Brosnan is in it. Dominic West is in this film. Rowan Atkinson, Gillian Anderson. It actually looks like there's some pretty funny moments in it. It's dubbed as an action-adventure comedy sequel and thriller. So here we go again with the sequel. It's PG, and it's an hour and 40 minutes or something like that, so that's not too bad. By the time you figure in, you have to get to the theater, get there, and watch all the crazy things that come before it, where they're telling you about how you can have a meeting in the movie theater and wow the crowd and watch some kind of, use the big screen to illustrate your points. That's happening a lot now when I go to the movies. Must be falling on hard times. We got to rent out the theaters. Okay, so here's our last cheap movie review, and this is an oldie but a goodie. I'm interested in this one, but I'll probably wait to video. It's called The Three Musketeers.
There are things in this world worth fighting and dying for. We're warriors. It's who we are. It's what we do.
The Three Musketeers. I came to Paris to be one of you.
D'Artagnan, you want to be a musketeer? This is your chance. We live in a kingdom controlled by fear. The cardinal rules the land. Buckingham rules the skies.
When you war machines, will readdress the balance.
And she is the deadliest assassin the world has ever seen. Together, they will unleash war on the entire continent.
We're the Musketeers. It's up to us to put an end to the Cardinal's plot.
I could do with some exercise.
All for one.
And one for all!
Look out of the window.
Round two.
There were four of us against 40 of them.
Was it 40? Or 100?
Just 40. It was an off day.
Wow, if that's incense around, you might have to bring something to put in your ears to protect yourself, because that will be a loud movie. Trust me, they will pump that up. Okay, so it's The Three Musketeers, and of course you heard that there is a female in this one that they're featuring, so that's kind of a little bit of a twist on the Musketeers deal, and it's the whole all for one thing, and the, you know, it's action, adventure, romance, all that stuff you heard there. PG-13. And the crew is some of the names you recognize. Juno Temple, Orlando Bloom, Christopher Waltz is in this. He's a good guy. Luke Evans, good actor. Ray Stevenson, Mila Jovovich, and a few others I think that you would probably remember from movies. This looks pretty good. I'll probably rent it. Stay with us.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24 4-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Yes, we can. It is about numbers. It's always about numbers. People who work numbers for a living will tell you that, but it's true. How about this? I told you about this scary story that I read the other day, this study about how many people are on pills for depression. It's a crazy number. And if you break it down even further, which I was doing during the day, thinking, wow, how many people do I know that are probably under the effects of some antidepressant? I just hope it works for them then. Well, 11% of Americans 12 and older, I told you this number, are taking antidepressant medication. That's up now this year over a 2009 survey that showed 10.1%. It's information from the National Center for Health Statistics. What's really interesting is one, if you go even further than that, well, who's taking the meds? Who's taking the pills? And the number shows that nearly one quarter, 23% of women 40 to 59 take antidepressants. That's more than any other age sex group. Now, doctors will say the high rate is not a surprise necessarily because women have a higher rate of anxiety in general and disorders, and they're much more ready to take some kind of medication than a guy would be to take the medication. And they broke it down even more and showed that there was some definitely radical differences between the races and whatnot. Almost 14% of non-Hispanic whites are taking antidepressants compared to 4% of African Americans, 3% of Mexican Americans. Said that one of the things that the study showed is that even though non-whites are getting treated less often, studies also show they're less as likely as whites to suffer from depression. How about that? It's cultural preferences, probably. The church, they say, they point to the role of the church, the role of the family, all that stuff might play a part in that. I think it's scary commentary on what's going on in the United States. And, of course, when people need it, they turn to it, and it makes them be able to survive and, in some cases, really thrive. That's a pretty high number. That's why we always have Pharmacist Ben, my pal, on once a week, and that's one of the things that he talks about. He got a degree in communications from Syracuse, and he ended up going to pharmaceutical school, and he couldn't believe what he saw in medicine, and that is a big thing that we always end up segging into, because he says there's definite ways where you can get off of all of that and feel good, and it's all about the nutrition thing. More people now get that. But it took a long time for people to understand that. So, hey, good time for me to tell you that I'm doing that thing because I never, ever took vitamins. So I take a thing called Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If you go to AmericaTonightTeam.com, you'll see it there. It's fantastic. I love it. I get up in the morning, and that's what I do, and I never did that. I tried one other product once before, and it was nothing. And this was a while ago. And I talked about it, I think, on America Tonight, but this thing is absolutely incredible. Anyway, there's no number there. Existing home sales fell 3%, they say, and I'll tell you, the next shoe is going to drop. I keep using that language, but I've talked to enough realtors, and it does depend on where you live, but the number of Americans who bought previously occupied homes fell in September. Home sales are on pace to match last year's numbers, the worst in 13 years. Now, where do these numbers come from? The National Association of Realtors. It's their business. They want to know every number because they want to know what's going on with the slump. The home sales are down that number. I said 3% last month. So that's adjusted the annual rate of 4.91 million homes. That's well below the 6 million that economists say is consistent with a healthy housing market. The foreclosures, the demand, all of that is really, really hurting the economy. Now, naturally, wealthy buyers are still buying homes that are priced at a million or so in affluent communities in the Midwest and the Northeast, and investors, that's the key. The investors are buying up the dirt cheap homes in the South and the West where people had to bail for less than $100,000. So specifically what they do is they look at foreclosures in Tampa, in Vegas, and in Phoenix. So the high rate of foreclosures has made resold homes much cheaper than the new ones, and the median sales price dropped to about $165,000 in September from August. So a new home is now 30% higher than the price of a previously occupied one. Whew, that's twice the normal markup. Ugh, do we need to hear any more numbers on that story? Oh, it is an ugly war out there. And that's what caused us partially to get into this depressive state that we're in. Talk about being depressed. Of course we're depressed. People who saved and plunked down big chunks of money that they were proud of, that they barely had to get into a house, end up, because of a few idiots out there that were just giving away homes, they end up in the situation, we all end up in the situation where the housing market is turned upside down in five different ways, and it touches every single one of us, most likely, in some way. And this is a sad number. The Navy is kicking out 64 sailors. They uncovered a drug use problem. So 64 4. Ooh, seems pretty high. But maybe not if you think of the amount of guys that are stationed on some of these ships and whatnot. They're all from the San Diego-based U.S. Third Fleet, and they say that they had massive drug use with a synthetic drug that mimics marijuana. So they say the sailors that worked on the USS San Francisco, it's a floating dry dock, and the USS Carl Vinson, the aircraft carrier that buried Osama bin Laden, if you remember that name, at sea, they are investigating the drug use aboard those two. And they said especially they were using drugs when they were on the way to the Middle East at the time. And most of them were caught with a designer drug called Spice. 49 were selling it. 6 admitted to using coke. 1 was found to be using meth. And the Navy's policy is zero tolerance. So you have to be, you're cut out immediately once they find that out. And they banned the use of the fake pot, all of that. So everybody's pretty much aware of it. But 64 are toast because of the drugs. And I talked to somebody in the Navy about that, in the military, and we know that that exists, especially people that are constantly deployed and are away from home. It's very, very tough, and I'm not defending the drug use, but that's what happens. A lot turn to drug use, frankly. Finally, our last one, $15 million to repair the National Cathedral. I told you about the repairs that were necessary there. Well, now the mayor, Vincent Gray, is looking for that money in emergency funding for the restoration of the Washington National Cathedral from FEMA after touring the landmark. He says the iconic monument is closed, and it usually gets about 500,000 visitors a year. But the quake, 5.8 magnitude, remember that? Back in August, you had the stonework that fell off the towers, and a lot of the areas were cracked. So the initial repairs, at least $15 million. It could be more. A lot of times it ends up being way more than they initially think it is. They're giving you just a ballpark figure. Ooh. All right, so is FEMA going to cough up that money? What do you think? Have any thoughts on the show? Please, 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 please feel free to send them to me at americatonight.net. Click on the email and bada bing, you are in, my friends.